Well, it's more hockey talk as the Black Bears get set to open the playoffs tonight, hosting the University of Vermont Catamounts. To learn more about that, we are joined by the play-by-play voice of the Black Bears, John Shields. Hey there, John.
Good afternoon, Rich. How are you?
Wonderful, thanks. How are you?
Doing great. Ready for some playoff hockey here at the Alfond Arena.
Yeah, pretty exciting stuff indeed to have the playoffs back at the Alfond. It's early still, but what's the feel? What's the buzz there?
The buzz is excitement. People around here right now who are getting ready for the game day atmosphere are excited. You know, this is a team that was, as we talked about all year, the Black Bears are picked to finish last in the league, and they end up with a sixth-place victory, and they've earned this home game. So it's going to be exciting. There's a pretty good student line out the door here ready to come in as well. So it's going to be a fun night here, Wednesday night hockey.
Now, last weekend, not the best way to head on into the playoffs, a rough one against UMass as the Bears got swept at home, but who knows? You never know with these things. Maybe it was just good to get those games out of your system and not go into the playoffs with a big unbeaten streak.
Yeah, last Friday night, March 3rd, was their first loss since February 3rd. So they went a month without losing. So maybe you're right. Maybe it's a good little reminder that, hey, you can lose. And you can lose any night to any team in the league. And it's playoff time, and they have to find a way to execute better. And, you know, Victor Ostman, after the game on Friday, he took the blame. He said, we lost because of my performance tonight. So that's good to hear that he wasn't blaming anybody else. He was taking it on him, and he's had an amazing season. So it's playoff time. It's going to be fun to see if he can step up and perform under the brighter lights of a do-or-die situation.
Well, so tonight it's the Vermont Catamounts, and one of the teams you had talked about Friday is a real possibility are for the Black Bears playing. What's the story on Vermont?
Well, Vermont is a team that has struggled to score. Now, there are 62 teams in college hockey, and there's one of those 62 teams is not eligible for the tournament. They only played, I think, five games this year, Stonehill, maybe four. So you take a look at that. In Vermont, their average goals a game is they're 62nd in all, so they score the least amount of goals of any team in college hockey. Even Stonehill only played a handful of games. So Vermont cannot score. They have a hard time scoring goals. That's the story of this Catamount team. They don't allow a lot of goals, but they don't score a lot of goals. They lose a lot of games, 2-1, 1-0. They've got a good goaltender in Gabe Carrier. They're pretty strong defensively, but the Catamounts just, they can't buy a goal. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do here, because if they lose tonight, just like Maine, they lose, this season is over. But Vermont finishing last, so they might have something to prove. They really have nothing to lose. You come in as the last seed. You're not expected to win. You're on the road for the playoffs. I mean, they'll be leaving it all out there. But their biggest storyline is just their inability to score goals.
You know, Johnny, the thing I wonder about is on Saturday night, there were two defensemen not in the lineup that you would have expected to be there. Dawson Brunesky, because he's a senior, and Grayson Arnott, because he's really good. When I spoke to Coach Barr on Tuesday, I did not ask him anything about that because it's not my business to ask about those kinds of things. But we're also missing Brandon Holt. If for any reason all three of those guys are not available, one thing Vermont is big. And you wonder how the decor is going to stand up to that kind of size and stuff when it's Antonacci and some other guys that aren't quite as big. Do you have any insight as to whether you seen any starting lineups for tonight?
Yes, I do, actually, Bruce. I talked to Dustin Brunesky Tuesday at practice, and he was working out, but he wasn't on the ice, and he said that he was pretty sure he was going to play tonight. And as of right now, he's penciled into play. And I believe Grayson Arnott will play as well. I think they were a little banged up on Saturday, and the Black Bears, already knowing they had clinched this home playoff game, were being a little cautious and just giving them the night off. But it's playoff time, and so I would expect to see both Grayson Arnott and Dawson Brunesky on the ice tonight. Brandon Holt, who had been having a great freshman season, a little bit different of a different kind of injury,
yeah,
more long-term. So I wouldn't expect to see him tonight, but Arnott and Brunesky should be ready to go.
That's why I like Coach Barr. That's a great tactical decision to not play them, even though it was senior night, because you're looking down the road.
Right. At that point, there was nothing, you know, a win last Saturday really wouldn't have done much for Maine. They were going to be home here tonight. They didn't have the chance for the opening round bye. That was out of the window or off the table Wednesday. Excuse me, this music here is so loud, I can't even think. That was when they lost Friday night, getting the first round bye and not playing tonight was off the table. So, exactly. It was an opportunity to rest the two defensemen and both players. You know, Brunetsky, who has a lot of experience as a senior defenseman for Maine, and Arnott, who's a freshman who had played every game and had played really, really well. Give him the night off and you know, wait for tonight for the playoffs when it really matters the most.
Absolutely. What's the word? Have you heard anything about ticket sales, big crowd tonight?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a pretty good crowd here tonight. I don't know. I don't think it's, you know, Wednesday night, so I don't believe we're close to that sellout like we were the last couple weekends. But I know that tickets were selling really well, and they're still taking ticket orders now if fans want to come at the Alphon ticket office. But I expect we'll have over 3,000, maybe close to 4,000 people here tonight, which will be a great crowd.
Absolutely. On a Wednesday night, that's fantastic. Now, can you set the scene for us, not if, when the Black Bears win tonight, what's up next for them?
Well, there's only one thing that happens if they win. When they win, as you say, they go to Northeastern. Northeastern's the 3 seed, so if Maine wins as the 6th seed, they go to Northeastern on Saturday night. That would be a Saturday night 7 o'clock game. It's already penciled in if Maine wins, and if Vermont ends up winning this game, they have to go to Boston University on Saturday. So that's kind of the scenario here, what's on the line for both teams. But for the Black Bears, it would be at Northeastern, and that would be, you know, arguably the best goaltender in college hockey, and Devin Levi for Northeastern facing Victor Austin, one of the other top goaltenders in the league. That could be a fun matchup on Saturday.
All right, got to take care of business tonight. Pre-game show at 6:30.
Correct. Yes, it is.
Excellent. Well, John, I know we got to let you go. You need to go talk to the coach and probably go threaten that PA guy too for blasting that music during your segment.
I never know if you guys can hear that on your end, because I can't hear nothing but that. So.
We heard a little of that, but it was mostly you, and because, you know, your voice as a professional broadcaster, it cuts through all the noise.
Well, no, I scurried off as quick as I could to Slapshot Grill to hide in the corner. So, yeah.
Well, again, the mark of a professional right there.
Right. All right, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
You betcha, John. Appreciate it. Have a good broadcast. John Shields, thanks. Voice of Maine Hockey, with us here on Downtown. Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And also by Bennett Auto Center at 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor. See Tom Bennett and the crew for everything from oil changes to engine jobs from experienced local people you can trust. Find them online at BennettAutoCenter.com.